would let a pet like that off the leash. Charlie licked his lips. He'd had girls like that before. They could take it so deep, you felt the strain in the back of your eyeballs. Mr. Lamb. Charlie's gaze didn't move off the blonde. His secretary had been hired by his wife, which meant on a bad day, in a good light, there still wasn't enough hand lotion in the world. Mr. Lamb. The blonde moved out of his line of sight. Charlie scowled with every muscle in his face. What is it? Your wife called. She needs... Charlie waved her off. His wife always needed something. What else? Mr. Chop is on line 3. The pleasant tingling from the blonde drained like piss down a sink. Close the door. Charlie's hand was shaking when he picked up the phone. He put the receiver to his ear. He waited. He waited some more. He cleared his throat. Mr. Lamb? Charlie had to clear his throat again. Mr. Chop? The dry cleaner has your suits ready. Thank you. Charlie's hand was still shaking when he put the receiver back in the cradle. He took out his handkerchief and tried to staunch the line of Niagara Falls pouring down his forehead. Mr. Chop's real name was Mike Thevis. A tough guy mobster whose violent temper was so legend that just the thought of his name scared the hair off Charlie's balls. Charlie looked down at his hand, still shaking. The speaker on the phone shot a burst of noise into the office. Mr. Lamb, his secretary again, her voice was a cheese grater on his eardrum. Your brother needs a consultation on pricing the Mustang. Deacon. Of course that worthless asshole had grabbed the blonde the minute she'd walked through the door. Charlie grabbed his suit jacket off the back of his chair. He checked himself in the mirror, straightened his tie, smoothed down his hair. There was some gray, but it looked good on him. His mustache was still dark. He was growing out his sideburns, which his wife hated and his girlfriend loved. He'd been tempted to tell the former if she screwed him like the latter, he'd happily grab a razor. But that conversation had died like an electrocuted elephant in the back of his brain. Charlie walked onto the showroom floor. Deacon's mouth was open like a braying jackass's as he fake-laughed at something the blonde had said. 20 seconds ago, Charlie would have been looking forward to this. Now all he could think was that there was a timer ticking somewhere, and if he didn't move fast enough, Mike Thevis would explode. The hi-fi was playing Karen Carpenter through the giant speakers in the corners. Instantly, Charlie had a headache so bad that he could taste it in his mouth. The lights were too bright. The posters advertising on-lot financing and the best deals in town seemed to be screaming at him. Worst of all, the life-size cutout of Charlie dressed in a chicken suit mocked him by the front door. Chicken Charlie was holding a sign that read, "I'm too chicken to give you a bad deal." Some jackass had stuck an Atlanta Braves baseball cap on top of the chicken's head. Charlie felt his lips twist into a sneer. He didn't give a shit about baseball, but 3 days from the big game, just about every customer who walked through the front door did. Hey, boss! Deacon Lamb flashed a smile at Charlie that reminded him so much of their father that his stomach barbed-wired into a rabbit snare. Let me introduce you to... That's a pretty name, honey. Charlie said the words automatically. He wasn't thinking about the blonde so much as what would happen if he wasn't at the dry cleaner soon. I see you're looking at the Mustang. She's a solid ride. Only one driver, a little old lady who took it to church every Sunday. He winked at her, like he hadn't watched the porter cleaning up oil underneath the engine 15 minutes ago. You're a smart cookie. I can see we're going to have to give you a good deal.
Charlie Lamb, the chicken man.